Hi everyone, I'm Phoebe. When I was a child, at a very young age, I used to go to Sunday school, sing hymns the loudest.
当我年幼的时候，我参加了主日学，唱诗歌的时候，我都很大声的唱。
Answer questions and always, and I was always very enthusiastic about church.
我每一次来参加主日学，我都很兴奋，而且很积极的参加。
I always thought that I believed God and even requested to be baptized when I was six.
当我六岁的时候，我就觉得自己已经预备好了，应该受浸。
Of course I wasn't.
当然那个时候我还没有。
It was only until recent years when I actually started to question whether or not I was a Christian.
那是等到最近的时候，我开始问自己这样一个问题：我是不是真的一个基督徒呢？
Because I learned that just because I grew up in a Christian family didn't necessarily mean that I was a Christian.
那虽然我是在一个基督教的家庭长大，但是不一定说我就是会成为一个基督徒的。
There were multiple times where I doubted my faith in salvation.
好几次我都这样的怀疑自己的救恩。
Sometimes based on my mood and environment.
而常常是因随周围环境的改变或者情绪的变动。
But I was certain that I wanted to believe.
但是我心中确实的愿意相信。
After that, I asked many Christians how I would know whether or not I believed God because I wasn't sure.
所以之后我就问了许多的基督徒，问他们我怎么样才知道自己是清楚的得救，因为我现在不清楚。
Many people told me that I wasn't, it wasn't an immediate feeling.
很多人告诉我得救的感觉不是立刻有的。
And it wasn't about how strong my faith was.
而也不是关乎你的信心有多大。
But rather who I decided to put my faith in.
那是在乎你相信的是谁。
After this, I felt like I realized that God was trying to tell me something.
听了这些之后，我就觉得神好像又告诉我一些。
I didn't think about it too much.
那之后我却没有深入的去想象。
There were also a few other circumstances, such as before an audition, competition, or a test.
之后还有几次不同的环境，就说是有一个考试之前。
I was very nervous.
我心中非常的紧张。
I prayed to God with my mom.
之后我就求我的。叫我的妈妈跟我一起向神祷告。
Not so that I would be successful, but for him to be with me, and I felt more peaceful.
不是说我一定要拿到好的成绩，乃是求神与我同在。而祷告了之后，我心中就有平安了。
After these multiple experiences and a lot of pondering,
之后经过好几次不同的经历，还有我常常自己的默想。
I believe that I had put my faith in God.
我相信我已经信靠了神。
And I am sure of my salvation because Jesus was sacrificed on the God to pay the debt of my sins.
我也相信我的救恩是稳固的，因为耶稣基督已经为我的罪而被钉死在十字架上。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Good morning, fellow brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早上。
I know time is very limited.
我知道时间有限。
So I'll keep it very short.
所以我准备了一个很短的见证。
So I just want to share a little story about how I came to know Christ.
我想分享一下我这个怎么样信耶稣的经历。
So before I met and I knew more about Christ.
在我遇到和对主耶稣更了解之前呢。
I was extremely afraid of death.
我非常非常的怕死。
Seeing death and destruction presented on TV and newspapers only made that fear worse.
每次在电视或者报纸上看到这些死亡啊、毁灭的这些镜头，让我感觉到非常不好。
This fear of death, reached its highest when I witnessed a passing of a close family member.
直到这个我的这个恐惧的感觉达到了顶点，是当我一个家庭的成员去世的时候。
This passing made me realize how fast death can come knocking at my door.
这个家人的去世呢，让我意识到了说这个死亡离我们是多么的近。
I did not know where I would go if I were to die one day.
我不知道如果有一天我死去的时候我会去哪儿。
So I was disillusioned and lost spiritually.
所以我就有点幻灭的感觉，然后也是在属灵的这个世界中我就迷失了。
And it was during this moment of confusion that I knew about Jesus.
在这种迷失的这个迷惑的这种情况下呢，我就开始认识了耶稣。
After getting to know him and letting him into my life and do work with my heart and mind,
在认识他，让他进入我的生命，然后又他在我的心中和我的意念中做工的时候，
I no longer fear death.
我不再害怕死亡。
Jesus has taught me that death is not tragic, but should be joyful.
耶稣叫我知道了死亡并不是灾难，而是一个喜乐的事情。
Jesus guaranteed my next life to be a perfect one.
耶稣他应许了我的下一个生命是一个完美的。
He paid for my sins and secured my salvation when he suffered and died on the cross that day.
他为了我的罪，他他为我的罪受到惩罚，然后让我的他用他的在十字架的死赦免了我罪，让我的救赎得以达成。
Dear Lord, I thank you for the work that you have done when you suffered on that cross.
感谢你主啊，你在十字架上的死成就了你的工作。
Thank you for your guidance through darkness and confusion.
感谢你在这个黑暗和混乱中过程中对我的指引。
And thank you for securing my next life.
谢谢你为我预备了一个光明的未来。
I'd just like to end my little story with a verse from 1 John chapter 5, verse 11.
在我见证的最后，我想引用一下约翰一书五章十一节。
And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
Okay, in Jesus' name, Amen.
谢谢主啊。
My name is Gloria and I'm 12.
我叫 Gloria, 我今年12岁。
I wasn't born into a Christian family and so I didn't really know about God.
我并不是在一个基督徒的家庭长大的，所以我以前并不认识神。
I never really knew God like now I do.
我以前并不像现在一样对神有了更多的了解。
So before I actually started going to church, I always had this lonely feeling.
我在去教会之前，我总有一种很孤独的感觉。
And it made me feel very bad.
我自己感觉很糟糕。
But when I moved and actually started going to church,
搬家以后呢，我就开始去教会。
I felt that loneliness feeling going away.
那种孤独的感觉就消失了。
And I felt that I belonged in church.
我觉得我在教会找到了归属感。
But most recently,
但最近呢？
I had lots of dreams about death.
我做了很多的有关死亡的梦。
Because my family isn't Christian.
因为我的家人并不是基督徒。
I knew that if they didn't believe that they wouldn't go to heaven and wouldn't have eternal life.
我知道如果他们不相信神的话，他们就不会去天堂，也不会有永恒的生命。
I was really scared of death and I didn't know what to do. Really scared of death.
之前我非常怕死，我也不知道该怎么办。
So I talked to my mom about it.
我跟妈妈讲过这个事情。
And well, my mom really helped me, and we talked through it, and we went through Bible verses.
妈妈跟我一起讲这个事情，然后我们一起去学上圣经课，阅读圣经的章节。
And we prayed for a week.
我们祷告了一个星期。
For a numerous of weeks, I had the same dream about death over and over.
在那好几个星期，我一直反复在做有关死亡的梦。
And one day when we prayed,
一天我们祷告的时候，
I realized that God can really save us, and it might not be now.
我意识到神真的可以救我们。
And then the next day, I asked God to save me.
第二天我就请神来救我。
And that I know that God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, can help me and my family.
我知道救主主耶稣可以帮助我，也可以帮助我的家人。
And that we might not be saved now or later on, but one day we will be saved as long as we truly believe.
只要我们真正相信的话，我们迟早都会被得救。
And now I'm saved, and I'm really happy.
现在我得救了，我真的非常的感恩。
Thank you.
谢谢。
大家好。My name is Vincent, and I'll be sharing my testimony today.
我的名字是叫安言，今天要跟你们分享我的见证。
So, I was born into a Christian family.
我是在一个基督教的家庭出生的。
Church was just an event that was held every week.
对我来讲，去教堂都是每周要做的事情。
And that was free food.
去了教堂，你总是有白白的可以吃午饭。
God wasn't there.
到底神不神在那里不知道。
He was only a tool for me.
对我来讲好像只是一个去处而已。
People would quote from the Bible, ask and it would be given to you, seek and you would find, and knock the door and the door would be opened to you.
好像说你们求就被得着，你们敲门就为你们开门。
I took this as if God was a genie in a lamp.
所以对我的感觉好像神就像那个精灵一样的。
Only talking to him when it was the last resort or before a big test.
好像我对他的感觉都是等到最后没有其他的方法了才来找他，或者考试之前最好找他一下。
And in return, I never thanked him.
但是考完试我都常常忘记感谢他。
During the transition from primary school to high school,
从我到小学到中学的时候。
He became my first priority in tough situations, and I entrusted him with everything.
之后我经历很多的困难的时候，我就常常的学习信靠他。
He became more like a teacher and a friend.
我感觉到他好像成为像一个朋友和一个老师、教师一样的。
But at that point, I still didn't know what he had done for me.
但直到那一刻，我都还不知道他为我做了什么。
I really want to thank him for putting me into this encouraging Christian environment.
我要感谢神将我放到这样一个很受鼓励的基督徒的环境当中。
With all my friends, family, church, and school ICF group, that made me realize that he isn't a tool.
所以，因此周围的家人，还有教会的弟兄姐妹，还有学校的这些基督教的团体，他们使到我认识到，对神不能把它变成一个利用的工具。
The big game changer for me was in August last year.
在去年八月份的时候，给我一个很大的改变。
The English meeting and several friends at school invited me to attend a youth gathering and gospel outreach by the name of Rice Rally.
之后，又在这英文的聚会，还有我的学校的朋友邀请了我去参加一个叫做 Rice 的这个基督徒的办的传福音。
The topic was temporary, not forever, presented by the founder of the Rice Movement, Steve Chong.
那是一个叫 Steve Chong 的人，他讲了说不是暂时的，乃是永远的这个题目。
He told of a story that occurred just a few years ago.
他讲到几年前的一个故事。
Steve was in a high school reunion.
这个一个叫 Steve 的人，他在一个学校的那个团聚中。
And he met one of his friends who started the conversation with, "So you found a way to live your life."
他就跟一个朋友讲到说，他找到生活的路。
And at that moment, Steve could have preached the gospel to him.
所以那个时候，就是 Steve 的人可能应该跟他传福音。
But he hesitated and ended the conversation with just a yes.
然后他又心中害怕，所以就没有向朋友传福音，只是说是的，我找到这样的人生的道路。
He deeply regrets this a few weeks later, as his friend was all over the news.
因为在过了几周之后，他就非常的懊悔，因为他的朋友都在电视跟报纸上出现了。
He was involved in the 2016 Dreamworld accident where he got crushed by one of the rides.
所以他在一次那个 Dreamworld 这件事件当中被人家给踩死了。
Steve felt really ashamed because he could have prevented this.
因为他那个 Steve 的人觉得他应该本来可以阻止这件事情发生的。
Not the accident.
不是那个事故的发生。
He could have prevented his friend's eternity in hell.
他说我可能可以帮助他不至于永远的落在地狱里。
It was then I realized that God was not only my teacher and my friend, but my savior.
所以在那一刻听到这样的信息的时候，我才突然间认识到神不只是我的朋友和老师，也是我的救主。
I was baptized today to show God's work in my life.
今天我受浸了，乃是又见证了神在我生命中所做的事。
Although my life is still broken, I know that I have another prepared for me up in heaven.
虽然今天的生命都是破碎的，但是我知道主已经为我预备了一个更好的生命。A
life not temporary but eternal.
不是一个暂时的生命，而是为我预备了一个永远的生命。Although
Steve couldn't prevent his friend's eternity in hell.
虽然这个Steve的人本来可以阻止他朋友的灵魂堕到地狱里面去。He
sure prevented mine.
当他的见证却已经阻止了我的灵魂，也堕到地狱里去。Praise
the Lord.
感谢赞美主。Hello everyone.
大家好。
My name is Leah.
我的名字叫 Leah.
And how I came to believe that Christ is my Savior is by growing up in a Christian family.
我是在一个基督徒家庭长大，信主的。
I was brought up learning about Jesus and the Gospels. About Jesus and the Gospels.
我长大的过程中，我就一直在学习关于耶稣和福音的事情。
So I always attended church and Sunday school since I was little.
总是去教会啊，去主日学啊，从很小的年纪就开始。
I also read the Bible, but not actually knowing what God wants to say to me.
我也读圣经。
But with that, actually.
但是实际上并不知道说神到底要跟我说什么。
It was when I started attending youth group and Bible study.
当我开始参加青年营会，参加圣经学习的时候。
That I got to learn a bit more about Jesus.
才多知道了一些有关耶稣的事情。
One Sunday.
一个星期天,
there was a talk on to be born again. This message made me realize that to have eternal life, we must be spiritually born again through Jesus.
那时候我才意识到说，如果要得救的话，你必须要。 在属灵上要能够重生。
And we will really go to hell if we don't.
如果不能重生的话，我们的结局就是地狱。
Even though he died for us.
即使基督已经为我们而死，但是我们如果不在灵性上重生的话，我们的结局还是地狱。
The thought of that scared me. So during the discussion,
在讨论的时候呢,
Auntie Ivy asked me if I wanted to be saved. She told me that we need to make the decision as it will be the greatest decision of our lives.
他说：“我们需要做一个决定，这个决定将是我在一生中最重要的一个。”
I didn't know what to do.
我并不知道该怎么做。
So I said, I'll think about it.
我说让我想想吧。
So throughout the week, I prayed to God.
啊，所以整个一个星期呢，我就向神祷告。
Asking him, what should I do?
我说神啊，我该怎么做呢？
Then the following Sunday,
第二个下个主日，
the talk goes on, faith that goes viral.
是有关于信。
And in that discussion time,
在讨论的时候呢，
I made up my mind.
我就下了决心。
I wanted to be saved.
我想得救。
And now thanks God's grace for letting me be saved.
感谢神的恩典让我能够得救。
The reason why I'm baptized today is to be a follower of Christ.
我今天想受洗，我想跟随耶稣。
I thank God for loving each and every one of us.
感谢神爱我们每一个人。
And I hope that my relationship with God will be much stronger.
也希望我跟神的关系能够越来越紧密。
Thank you.
谢谢。
So hello everyone.
大家好。
My name is James and I am 15 years old.
我的名字叫陈翔，我15岁。
Now last time I talked to a large group of people, my legs were shaking and that was in front of 30 people.
上一次我在30个人面前说话的时候，我的双脚都是颤抖的。
Now speaking to hundreds of people, my legs feel like it's about to break.
所以站在你们100多人的面前，我的脚好像又断了一样。
I want to be baptized today to be a follower of Jesus.
今天我愿意受浸，因为我要跟随耶稣。
The way I started to believe was with Stephen Kong.
我开始相信的时候是听了江守道弟兄的传道。
He said that non-Christians find Christmas as like a holiday and like a party time.
他说不信耶稣的人，不是非基督徒，把圣诞节的时候当作一个宴乐的时间。
But he said that Christians find Christmas as one year closer to Jesus' returning.
他说但作为一个基督徒，每一个圣诞节都告诉我们基督回来更近了。
This stood out to me and got me thinking a lot.
因此他这一句话好像使我开始思想。
Even though I don't usually get scared, I got scared by what Stephen had said.
虽然我平常不是很容易就害怕的人，但听了那句话我就觉得很害怕。
Knowing that Jesus would return very soon, one night I knelt down and asked Jesus to be my personal savior.
我心中总感觉到耶稣回来既然这么近了，所以一个晚上我就跪下来求主耶稣成为我的救主。
I needed him to be the light of my life, guiding me every day.
我需要他成为我生命中的光，来带领我每天的生活。
Also, during most of December, I nosebleed a lot, like 5 to 10 times a day.
又在
Last December.
Last December.
I nosebleed a lot, like 5 to 10 times a day.
在上一个那十二月份的时候，我那个好像一天流鼻血流了好几次。
Even when I was asleep, I'd find myself rushing to the toilet with blood dripping down my nose.
当我睡到一半的时候，晚上睡到一半的时候，我突然间发现自己又开始流鼻血，滴着血跑到那个跑到厕所去。
I prayed to Jesus about my nose bleeding every day, but I realized that I didn't mean it.
之后虽然我口头上向主耶稣祷告，求主医治我的流鼻血，但是我心中都好像不大相信一样。
So one night I kneeled down and begged Jesus for his forgiveness.
所以一个晚上我跪下在主面前求他赦免我。
And the very next day my nose bleeding stopped completely.
这第二天我那个流鼻血就完全停止了。
That day I was so happy and I praised him.
那一天我太开心，我就赞美主。
Life before I believed I was committing sin every day.
在我信主之前，我都天天在犯罪。
I was in darkness even though I was raised up in a Christian family.
我是走在黑暗中，虽然我是出生在基督教的家庭里。
I didn't really understand or know Jesus.
那个时候我对耶稣不是很认识，也不认识他。
Even though I've been to church my entire life.
虽然从我出生，我都一直跟着父母去教堂。
Then I realized that God has led me and guided me on the right paths.
我认识到主已经带领我走到正确的道路上。
Every decision I make, he has guided me through it.
每一个我做的决定都是他的带领。
Because if I didn't put my faith in him, I wouldn't know the way.
如果我不信靠他，我就不认识前面的路。
My confidence in Jesus is what Christ has done in me throughout my life.
我的把握乃是基督在我生命中所做的事。
Every time I sing or hear a hymn in youth group or English service,
每一次我在英语的聚会唱诗的时候，
I would feel very joyful, and I praise the Lord for giving me the heart to thank and praise Him.
每次我都非常的开心的在那里唱歌，也同时感谢主赐给我一个开心的心，能够来赞美他。
He has given me strength and courage whenever I'm in doubt.
每次我有任何犹豫的时候，他都会坚固我。
It is through God's grace that I can stand here today to give my testimony.
乃是神的恩典使我今天能够站在这里向你们分享我的见证。
And I thank Him for assuring me a place in heaven.
我也感谢他赐给我在天上为我预备了一个地位。
Thank you.
谢谢。
大家好。
Hello.
首先我要感谢主给我这次机会，这个机会让我能更能让我靠近他，归属他，侍奉他。
Firstly, I have to thank God for His opportunity given to me for me to get close to Him and have opportunity to love Him and serve Him.
我出生在一个三代都信主耶稣的家庭。
I was born in a three-generation Christian family.
但是这个信主耶稣这件事情不是遗传的。
But this belief thing cannot be passed on automatically.
以前我只是听听而已，这个一个耳朵听进去，一个耳朵出来了。但是现在不同了，就是我是把所有的这些事情，家里说的关于主耶稣的事情是放在心里了。
I took everything half-heartedly before. Now I think I'm starting to take it seriously into my heart.
我见证了家里人，在家里人发生了很多事情，后来就他们就是祷告，我就认为就是我让我感到了就是见证了主的能量是无比的大跟无比的奇妙。
I witnessed a lot of things in my family, like when they pray, I could see that how great and how amazing that God's power is.
今天我归顺于主，我认为时间并不晚。
Now I decide to follow Jesus today. I don't think it's too late.
但是从今天开始，我要做一个真正的基督徒。
However, I want to be a true Christian from today.
也希望教会的弟兄姐妹督促我，帮助我，让我能跟上你们的脚步。
I also thank brothers and sisters in the church to assist me, help me, so I can catch up.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
大家上午好。
Good morning, everyone.
今天我受主的引领。
And today, by the leading of the Lord.
我来到了主的家庭，来到了主的跟前。
So I can come before the Lord and in His family.
本来呢，我早就应该得到主的恩典，早就应该认到主的，早就应该归主的家庭了。
I should have.Come to the Lord a lot earlier and belong coming to His family.
多年来
but many years,
由于好种种原因
because of many reasons,
一直没有进入我们的家庭
yeah, it stopped me from coming here.
今天我得到了主的引领，得到了兄弟姐妹们的得胜，我受尽了。
So today, by the Lord's leading and also the help of the brother and sister, that today I'm baptized.
是我应该早就应该找到主了。
And I should have found the Lord earlier.
在这个朱弟兄，朱弟兄的督促下。
And because of the help of the brothers.
建立下。
And also that leading.
我抛出一切的杂念。
And so I left behind all my thoughts.
我得救了，我终于得救了。
And that truly I'm saved.
我今天也和在座的兄弟姐妹们一样了，我是你们中间的一员。
And just like all the brothers and sisters, I also become one of you.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
感谢兄弟姐妹们。
And also thank you, brothers and sisters.
今后我要和你们一起祷告。
And so I will pray with you from now on.
祷告主。
And pray to our Lord.
谢谢。
And thank you.
Hello everyone. Peace in Christ.
My name is Yang Su, and I'm from
Beijing.
I just arrived 2 weeks ago.
就是要想来到大家庭，和大家过那个过一个大家庭的感谢主的生活。
I just wanted to come here to join the big family and we praise Lord together.
我是在身体不适的总生病疲惫烦恼无助的情况下信靠主的。
I believe in Jesus while I was in physical difficulties. I was
在接触基督的过程中我认识了具全美全柄又慈爱的主。
During the process of knowing Jesus, I realized that the loving the God and the God with power.
我知道我所经历的这一切挫折、磨练是在他的直接旨意下。
And all the trouble, all the I experienced was under His will.
是为了灵命成长的必要过程。
That's the necessary process for me to grow spiritually.
我不再烦恼、忧愁、挫折，因为只要我将一切全信靠给他，他必有安排，必有计划，并最终得拯救的主。
I won't get frustrated or worry anymore. If I commit everything unto Him, He will be able to save.
他代替了我的软弱，担当了我的疾病，用他的鞭伤在医治我。我谢谢主耶稣。
With His wound, He saved me, and.With His grace, with His wounds, He took my place and saved me.
我相信我必得主的拯救，主必医治我。
I believe I will get the salvation and God will heal me.
奉主基督耶稣圣名求，阿门。
In God's name, Amen.
I thank the Lord for giving me a healthy body that I can stand here this morning to share with you.
来分享主对我的救恩。
And to share with you the salvation of the Lord.
今天我受浸了。
And today I was baptized.
感谢主挽救了我。
I thank the Lord for saving me.
把我从以前偏行几路的道路 走到了主的面前。
The Lord has saved me from going my own way, going astray and in my own way.
这全是主的恩典，我感恩于他。
And all this is the grace of the Lord, and I want to give thanks to Him.
我是一个患病的病人。
I'm actually had a sickness.
我从当初的无助、恐惧。
And from the loneliness and fear and afraid and being very fearful,
走到了今天的淡定
and arrived today and being peaceful.
这完全是主的圣灵引导着我。
It's the Holy Spirit of the Lord that is guiding me.
因为我今天所要见证的就是我患病的期间，我患病的过程中。
And today my testimony is during my sickness.
真真切切地感受到主对我的慈爱跟怜悯。
And I really experienced the Lord's mercy and grace upon me.
我记得那一天是澳洲的国庆日，也是逢周五。
And it was Friday, and it was the Australia Day.
也是那个聚会的代祷日。
And also, it was the day of our church prayer.
我已经约好了教会的那个秋林姐妹，在车书那个车站等我，一同来教会做祷告。
And I also have already make appointment with Sister Qiu Bing to pick me up from the station so I can come to join the watch and pray.
但是那天早晨很早五点多我就醒了。
And that morning, around 5 o'clock in the morning, I awoke.
我发现我自己呕血了。
And yet I discovered myself was vomiting blood.
而且是一直的呕血。
And then I couldn't stop from vomiting.
当时才五点，我记得是五点十分左右。
And that time was about 5:10 in the morning.
我那时真的好恐惧，好无助。
And at that time, I was so fearful and afraid, and was feel that so helpless.
我看着睡在我旁边的儿子。
And I look at my son that is sleeping next to me.
我就推醒他，我说 Steven。
And so I quickly woke him up and say, ask my son Steven.
我说 Steven, 你赶紧起来帮妈咪倒一杯水。我说我现在马上要去医院，我不知道。因为我不会英文，我不知道要去哪个医院。
And to ask my son to quickly to pour me a cup of water for me, and I need to quickly go to the hospital because I'm not well with English, so I don't know which hospital to go.
当时我就是非常的无助，我不停的在咳血，我不停的在咳血，但是那个血是就一直一直的，一直一直从我口中吐出来。
And so I was just so helpless, and yet while speaking, I cannot stop coughing out blood.
我想我可能要死了。
And to come to my mind at that moment, I'm going to die.
当时我就我唯一的信念，我就是说我一定要，我一直呼求。我当时我就祷告，在心里祷告主。
And that moment, the only hope I had was to pray to the Lord Jesus.
我说慈爱的阿爸父。
And I say, merciful Heavenly Father.
我说请你拯救我。
Please save me.
我说我现在不知道该去哪个医院，我也不知道怎么办。
I do not know what to do and which hospital I should go now.
我说我不想死。
But I don't want to die.
我说我还有个儿子。
I still have my son.
我说请你拯救我。
Please save me.
我说我以前有不对的地方。
In the past, I make many mistakes.
有不敬虔的地方，请你赦免我的罪。
And where I have offended you, please pardon me.
我说我以后会有一个健康的身体。一个健康的心灵来敬拜你，我说求主你拯救我。
And Lord, please save me and give me a healthy body that I can come to praise you.
这个祷告大概过了几分钟。
And after a few minutes after this prayer,
我在这前五分钟，我咳出来的血还是从咖啡色变成鲜血。
And just about 5 minutes ago, when I was coughing, the blood came out was become from coffee, the color like a coffee, it become very like fresh blood color, pink.
而且没有间断过。
And then every time I cough, there's always blood, there's no stopping.
但是在这五分钟之后。
And yet after that 5 minutes.
我一直咳的时候。
And yet after I coughed.
竟然血就没有了。
And yet the blood stopped.
而且一点红色的血都没有。
And there's not even a trace of blood in my cough.
完全是那种唾液的那种清透明的颜色。
It's only clear as saliva.
我真的当时真的是震惊住了。
And I myself was so shocked at that moment.
真的是非常非常的奇妙。
Because it's so amazing.
后来我又打电话跟我朋友说，我说七点多，到了七点多。我看到血没有，但是我还是打电话跟我朋友说，你帮我带到医院去一下。
And so by 7 o'clock, though I stopped coughing blood, but so I rang up my friend, asked my friend to come and pick me to take me to the hospital.
后来到了医院之后，医生给我那个急救医生，因为那天是国庆日，没有专科医生。后来呢，医生给我做了全面的检查。
And so after I arrived at hospital, because it was Australia, there was very few doctor in the hospital.And so I went to the emergency and they do a full examination of me.
但是他说任何事都没有。
And after the checking, he said there's nothing wrong with you.
哇，我当时躺在病床上的时候，我真的觉得好神奇。我说，因为我以前也是信这个在基督家庭长大的，但是我都没有，我嘴巴里面虽然说信奉主，但是我的内心里我对主还是有怀疑的。
And though I was born in a Christian family, but growing up in my mouth, though I say yes, I'm a Christian, but in my heart, I was very doubtful about the reality of salvation.
自从这一次患病以后,
but after this, going through this experience of sickness,
从我身上见证的奇迹真的是太多了。
And that I can see the miracle that God has done even in my life.
我真的好感恩，好感谢。
And I'm full of thanksgiving and praise.
感谢我的天父。
I was thankful to my Heavenly Father.
我希望把这一份分享，把这份见证与大家分享。
And I want to share this testimony with you.
走基督的道路是正确的。
And the way to follow Jesus is the correct way.
我很骄傲，我是一个基督徒。
And today I'm very proud to become a Christian.
真的，我以后会永远一直跟随的主耶稣，不管是疾病或者困难。
So from now on, whether it's sickness or trouble, I will continue to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
我今天没有做任何的什么草稿子，我都没有。我想用最真实的经历，我分享出来。
And today I did not make any preparation, but then I just want to share you what I have been through, the real story.
做一个基督徒是一个不容易的，因为你必须要信。
It's not easy to be a Christian because you have to believe from the heart.
你不仅要有信心。
Not only you need to have faith.
还要做。反正我希望我以后，我希望大家能帮助我，也希望借着基督的圣灵能引导我。
And hold that by the guiding and leading of the Holy Spirit and the help of brothers and sisters.
帮助我。引导我，给我智慧，给我力量，让我
to help me, to guide me, and to give me understanding.
做一个合格的基督徒
and to be a good Christian.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, Eva.
Brothers and
sisters,
peace to brothers and sisters.
我是一个很胆小的人，而且有平常本来就不会说话的，在这种场合下更紧张。
I'm a
感谢
谢弟兄的鼓励，and I normally don't want to speak, especially in public.
我就鼓起勇气来向神。向弟兄姐妹说说心里话。
With the encouragement of brother, I just come over here want to share it to brothers and sisters.
我本来受洗的，以前是那个点水受洗的。
I had a baptism before that was a sprinkle way.
但是我神给了我。给了我的看见和亮光，我觉得我不光是要温习那个主的救恩，对我来说是一个补上这一课。
But God gave me light for me to understand that not only that I have to review God's salvation, but also I have to be baptized. According to God's way, God's instruction.
得救，这个受浸，这是主的旨意，也是主的命令。我们信而受洗，顺服神的旨意。
To believe and be baptized, that's God's command. We have to follow.
我虽然信主是一四年八月二十八号
I believe in Jesus on the 28th of August 1914.
甚至受洗了。
I was baptized then.
但是我觉得我虽然神给了我很多的恩典，但是我总觉得我的生命是很熟练的生命，很贫穷。
Although God has given me so much blessing, grace, my spiritual life has been so weak.
虽然神给了我很多恩典，很多的怜悯看顾，但是我觉得我的生活当中还充满了挫折和不顺。
With so much mercy and blessing, but still I feel in all my life I experience so much trouble, frustration.
但是我觉得我总是靠着那个微薄的圣灵的那个力量来勉强度日。
I always go by a weak sound from the Holy Spirit in my heart.
靠着那个神的能力，勉勉强强地度过每一天，甚至还有挣扎。
With God's help, I just barely lived every day. We struggle.
生活当中，总觉得好像没有里面的那个我，没有真正的持守的那种里面的那种平安喜乐。
In my life, I really felt the peace, the joy that God has promised.
我觉得我带教会每个主儿也来，而且每个活动我也参加，但是我觉得我跟着那个也做了一些事情。 但是我觉得跟那个非基督徒没两样。
Attended church regularly, attended activities, and I did a lot of things in church, but I always felt that I had no difference with the other non-Christians.
即使做了一些该做的事情，也不值得一提。
Of course, what I've done is won't worth mentioning.
但是我总觉得我的生命当中好像 差的缺少了一点什么东西。
However, there's always something missing in my life.
我总跟神的关系若有所失。
That's the relationship with God. That's what I'm missing.
我想我要更多的得着神。
I want to know and gain more from God.
我想我的生命当中更多的有神。I
want to have God in my life more.
我想那个慈受的、不间断的亲近神、跟神交通、亲近神、与神同在。I
want to continue getting close to God and be with God all the time.
我不想我的生命注定就是这样的，没有意义。
I don't want to live this kind of meaningless life anymore.
所以我就要改变这个现在的这个光景。
I do want to make a change.
我认为每人都需要改变。
Everyone needs to change.
也可以改变。
And can be changed.
我想改变。
I want to be changed.
我相信我能改变。
I believe I can be changed.
但是我靠我自己改变不了我自己。
But not relying on myself.
我求神来改变我。God
please change me.
我就要认罪悔改。
I want to repent.
求神的，我们知道神是烈火。
God is the fierce fire.
求神的烈火进入我的生命当中来。
And let God's fire come into my life.
燃烧。
To burn.
把我生命里面的那些罪恶、肮脏、污秽、不收神的东西全部焚烧掉。
To burn off all the filthiness, all the bad things in my heart.
把我里面的犯罪的老我致死掉。
And the sinful, to kill the sinful life, old life, old sinful life.
而且把自己里面的生命清理干干净净，成为一个倒空的器皿。
To cleanse my life and to make me an empty vessel.
主啊，感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, thank you and praise you.
求主进入我的生命当中来。
Lord, please come into my life.
求神，我盼望神在地面和我的生命中行大事。
I hope that God will do some magic things in my life.
我祷告，我说神啊，我盼望我每到一处与我结仇的人都能够喜乐。
I pray to God, I said, God, I really hope that everywhere I go, on all my previous enemies, they can be joyful.
我说神啊，我真的很爱你，并感谢你。
I love you, thank you, God.
正在成就所有奇妙的事情。
Who is achieving all the wonderful things for me?
神啊，我说，如果我在你眼前蒙恩，求将你的道指示给我。我要思想你。
I said, Lord, if I'm blessed in front of you, please reveal to me all the way.
我要更深的认识你，与你复活的大能。
I want to know you. I want to know you more. I want to think. I want to
求神帮助我。结实圣灵的果子。
I want to understand your great power. Please help me.
我说，神啊，求你，我盼望你，我要看到你，盼望你那个行大事，对你行大事感到惊奇。
Lord, I really look forward to your great miracles.
我希望神在我生命当中改变我的生命，做工动工改变我。
I hope that God will walk in my heart and transform me.
求圣灵来在我生命里做工，把我内在的生命，把我心中那个不属于神的东西，求圣灵统统的清除掉。
To clean all the ungodly things in my heart.
我要邀请主进入我的心中掌权。
I want to invite God to come into my heart and to sovereign.
求圣灵帮助我，带领我，启示我，感动我。
May the Holy Spirit to help me, to lead me, to
know
me and to give me revelation.
我还要求弟兄姐妹来教导我，帮助我，鼓励我。
I would also like all the brothers and sisters to encourage me and help me.
我还求神的。我说神啊，我祷告，向神祷告。我神啊，我求神在我的生命当中做工，改变我那个我的生命当中有很多的 我的生命当中有存在着的很多的问题。
May God continue working on me and to solve all the problems in my life.
求神改变我，而且求神在我的改变我的生命，改变我的环境。
Change my life, change my environment.
我的神啊，我把我的我要完完全全的交托给神。
God, I want to commit myself completely to you.
还要把我自己献给神。
I will devote myself to you.
我要跟随求神的荣耀的人质，跟随谁荣耀的人质，并跟随谁，并跟随求神带领我。
My God, just take me and I will follow him into his eternal glory.
我要求神带领我跟随谁的。
时间可能不太够。
好，晚了。
浓缩一点。
好，晚了，已经晚了。我就求神的火，跟随谁的火炬的吹笔，我要背起自己的十字架。
I will carry the cross and follow God.
跟随耶稣，求神帮助我，带领我。
May God help me and lead me.
我仰望你，
I look up to God.
我信靠你，我依靠你。感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise God.
荣耀归给主。
Glory to God.
最后我还要感谢教会的弟兄姐妹。
Last night, I would like to thank all the brothers and sisters.
对我的关爱。
For all your help, your care.
神的爱通过这个弟兄姐妹在我们教会彰显出来了。
God's love has manifested through all the love and
感谢赞美主，感谢赞美主，感谢弟兄姐妹对我的帮助和鼓励，对我的关爱，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我是有一点不忍心啊，叫我的姊妹借听他了。
I feel bad. I have to ask our sister to.
但的确，时间是要控制一下。
But we do need to control the time.
我想我的老姊妹她讲了这么多话，她只有三个字，你们听得明吗
？Did you see that our sister, though she shares so much, but yet there's only three very important points that he shared with us.
跟从主咯。
To follow the Lord.
我们早一段日子，我们的弟兄讲了这个信息哈。
Because there's a brother also earlier shared about this message.
主讲你跟从我吧。
And the Lord said, "Come and follow me."
跟从主啊。
So we follow the Lord.
我看的这个表呢，还有几位还没有上来的。
I wasn't looking the roster, and it looks like there's a few brothers and sisters still haven't shared their testimony.
我盼望多等五分钟。
We're going to give you another 5 minutes.
想你们还争取这个机会的。就请你们上来。
So if you want to share, then quickly come up.
好吧，五分钟到十分钟啊，好不好？啊
，five
啊，尽量争取时间，好吗？
今天呢是一个非常感恩的日子。
Today is a day of Thanksgiving.
因为我原来是我家里唯一一个基督徒。
And in the past, I was the only Christian in my family.
今天呢，我的女儿成为了我在家里的属灵伙伴。
And yet today, my daughter also now become my sister in Christ.
我感谢神，她知道我是一个自己不行的人。
Thank God that he knows that I'm not able to stand alone.
他给了我这么好一个属灵的伙伴。
And he has given me such a blessed companion.
我是在2011年就已经在教会，以前的教会接受过点水礼。
And in 2011, I was already baptized by sprinkling.
那么以前我的女儿呢，她还小，她也没怎么太跟我去教会。
And in the early days, when my daughter was young, she didn't go with me to church that often.
我们搬到这个北边来以后呢，她是上教会的基督教的学校，而且呢，她一直都跟我来教会。
And after we moved to the north, North Sydney area, she started to attend a Christian school. So after that, she now follows me to come to church meetings.
在这个一段时间，特别是最近这半年多。
Especially in the first half of this year.
我们两个以前都是我多半都是我来祷告，她跟着我听。
And it was used to be me that is praying, and then my daughter just listens.
现在呢，她慢慢的开始跟我们两个轮流祷告。有时候我早上祷告，她晚上祷告，这样。
And now we share the prayer together. Sometimes I pray in the morning, she pray in the evening, or the other way around.
神真的是在这个过程中改变了我们两个。
And through this, God has changed both of us.
以前我虽然说我信主，我也读过一些圣经，但是实际上呢，我有很多不明白的地方。
Though in the past I say I'm a Christian and also read the Bible, but there's so many things I do not understand.
通过我们两个在家里头，我们有很多的讨论呢，或者是读经啊，借着这些祷告呢，我觉得我们两个一起都有得着。
And yet now I can pray and also read the Bible together with my daughter. I feel that we both of us are growing.
我觉得神呢给我们安排的真是很好。
I feel that what God has planned for us is the best.
前面我女儿说过，她因为我们家里去年呢有一些亲人去世。
And because last year there were some members of family pass away.
那呢，她心里也是很难过。
And she was very sad within.
就这个话题呢，我们俩也讨论过好几次。
And we both of us actually were discussed about death many times.
我现在还记得有几次，她都是流着眼泪问我，妈妈，以后我们能和他们再见面吗？
And I remember a few times my daughter was weeping while asking me, say, Mom, are we able to see them again?
那么就着这个话题呢，我们俩就讨论，然后呢，我们就不光是他，其实我也在这里面，我也重新思考神的这个救恩。
And not only just my daughter questioning, also myself was meditating upon the salvation of God.
神的救恩真的是太伟大。
And feel that the salvation of God is so great.
其实我们原本也是那些不配的、污秽的人。
Because we also are those that are not worthy of His salvation because we are corrupt.
神就拣选了我们。
But yet God still chosen us.
他先爱我们。
And also loved us.
他在我们心里动工。
And even working within our hearts.
让我们一点一点认识他，愿意亲近他。
And helping us to understand Him bit by bit and willing to draw near to Him.
当我们这样做的时候，我们享受他给我们的丰富供应。
And as we follow on, He's blessed us with all His blessings.
所以我今天真的是非常的感恩。
And so today I'm really thankful.
虽然我们都不是在基督徒的家庭里长大。
And though we did not grow up in a Christian family.
但是神就先拣选我们。
But yet God has chosen us.
神让我们在这个家里，我们能够作为一个起点。
And yet, from the family, be a starting point.
让我们在这个过程中，让我们为家里代祷，为周围的人祷告。
So that we can start by praying for other members of the family and also to pray for the people that is around us.
在这个过程中也让我们的生命逐步的成熟。
And as we pray for others, our life also matures.
我感谢赞美神。
We thank you and praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，平安。
Sister, brothers and sisters.
我们常常说，在我们成功的时候。
We always say when we are successful.
朋友认识了我们。
Our friends know us.
但是在我们患难的时候。
When we are in trouble.
我们认识了朋友。
We know friends.
这话说的没错。
What a good
impression. 而真正能在患难当中与我们同行的。
Who can still be with us when we are in trouble?
不仅是朋友
Not only friends.
还都成了我们基督里的弟兄姐妹。
The friends, they are all become our brothers and sisters in Christ.
彼得前书第一章二十四、二十五节的经文中讲到。
First Peter chapter 1.verse 24-25.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草。
It says, "For all people are like grass."
他的美容都像草上的花。
And all their glory is like the flowers of the field.
草必干枯。花必凋谢
The grass withers and the flowers fall.
唯有主的道是永恒的
But the word of the Lord endures forever.
所传给你们的福音就是这道
And this is the word that was preached to you.
每一个处在困难和挣扎中的人需要的不是道理
Everyone who is in struggle in difficulties, what they need is not a reason.
他们需要的是安慰、信心和盼望。
It's the comfort, it's the faith, it's the hope. This is what they want.
而这些所有的一切都有一个共同美丽的名字。
And all these all share one common beautiful name.
叫做福音。
It's called gospel.
上个周末在教会。
Last weekend in church.
有一些兄弟姐妹们可能有看到我和我的孩子。发生了一些状况。
Some brothers and sisters might have witnessed something happening between me and my child.
记得当时我就在那草地那边哭泣，我的孩子就在就是小礼堂那边。
I was crying outside in the courtyard while my child was in a small hall in there.
我现在不能说是什么事。
I can't share what happened.
我只想说，主真的很爱我的孩子。
What I want to say is that God really loves my child.
所以才会在教会用他的方式让我知道了一些事。
And so he, in his own way, in church, he revealed me something.
也让我更相信我的孩子是幸运的。
So I believe more and more, I believe more that my child is so lucky.
因为他是主拣选的孩子。
Because she is the one who's selected by God.
所以主才会选择在合适的地点、合适的时间，让教会的弟兄姐妹们帮助我们。
And the right time, the right place, God asked the brothers and sisters in church help me.
避免了悲剧的发生。
And to prevent the tragedy from happening.
没有主很难想象后果有多么严重
God,
有一些弟兄姐妹们应该知道
As someone might know without God's help what my tragedy might have happened
这个见证让我对主更加的感激和依靠
That testimony made me more thankful to God and more tender to rely on him
我77岁高龄的父亲
My father who'sAlready 77.
因为他是一个无神论者
Because he's an atheist.
所以我和孩子这是受浸都没有告诉他。
So we didn't tell this baptism to him.
担心他会发脾气影响身体。
For fear that he will get angry and he will be have healthy problems.
但却在上个星期。
However, last week,
我看到他的微信朋友圈。
I saw on his WeChat.
发了很多教堂的照片。
And he put on WeChat, he published a lot of photos from the church.
并附上了这样一句话。
And with his comments, which is,
只有在这里。
Only here.
我才能得到心灵的慰藉。
I can get comfort on my heart.
是的，感谢主。
Yes, thank Lord.
是你让我和我的家庭得到了重生。
It is you who make me and my family reborn.
今天是我和我的女儿受浸的日子。
Today is the day of baptism of me and my daughter.
我无比激动。
I'm so excited.
因为从现在开始。
Because from now on.
不管在天上还是将来，不管在地上还是在将来的天上。
No matter on earth now and in heaven in the future.
我们都能永远在一起。
We will be together forever.
感谢主。
Thank God.
谢
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Today I haven't prepared anything for my testimony.
今天我没有预备要讲我的见证。
So I'm just going to say that.
所以我只是想说。
I believe before.
我相信。
I believe in Jesus.
And、我相信主耶稣。
After I believed in Jesus, I didn't think that a water baptism was really necessary.
我曾觉得说信耶稣受浸好像不是很重要。
But after I realized that he commanded us to be baptized with water.
之后我读到原来是耶稣命令我们又受浸。
So I agreed to get baptized.
所以我顺服了又受洗。
Yeah, thank you, God.
感谢神。
Thank you for everyone who got baptized today.
也是感谢大家对我的支持。
感谢主给我们这么多美好的见证。
We thank the Lord for giving us so many testimonies.
那你们想想，只要要定个最精彩的是哪一个
？Did you feel that which testimony was the most exciting？
虽然每一个都精彩
，We know all of them are very precious。
常常是最后一个最精彩
，But sometimes it'll be the last。
感谢主
，We thank the Lord。
今天我们那个聚会就快要结束了。
Our meeting today is coming close。
我们还有。一个精彩的项目。
But lastly, we'd also have another arrangement.